Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I'm Jill Brenham, and another edition of Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. Lots of topics on the board tonight. We're going to take a look, at least peripherally, at the Palin-Joe Biden debate. Probably we'll have some listeners that will head off to check that exciting bit of drama out. Our major topic tonight, what would you do for the money? We can go into a lot of things that people do for money in order to survive, to get what they want, to make a living. Mischievous deeds that have been done in government. You can call in and tell us, too. What would you do for money? We have a look at the debate tonight. If you want to call in and tell us your thoughts on the debate as it's happening, we'd love to hear that. And also tonight we have the first edition of Midnight Vice, a look at crime in the central area of Maine. It's going to be a look that you've never seen before on crime. Joining me in the XXDM studios is Zach. Zach, it's another Thursday.
Thank you, Gio. Welcome.
Are you still there, Zach? Thanks a lot, Zach. One more time. Zach, where are you? You know, here at Raleigh-Durham, we've been struggling all day with a power failure, tractor trailer. Hit a power utility pole. Zach, call back in. See if you can get another line into the studio, Zach. We're having trouble with you on the board. So what do you think tonight? The Palin-Joe Biden debate. I said Palin the King. I keep tripping over that. Palin-Joe Biden. This really should be if Biden doesn't win this in a row, Biden really screwed up because Sarah Palin is not bright. She's a nice creative choice by John McCain. Certainly give John McCain credit for making that choice.
Hey, Jill.
Zach, are you in the studio now?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You've got your headphones on and
yeah,
and ready to go.
Yeah, I have some technical.
So, Zach, we've got three exciting topics tonight. As you know, we're competing with the Palin debate. A bad day for O.J. Simpson. Have you heard the latest from the O.J. case, Zach? Zach. Zach and Jill, definitely had a few technical problems tonight. This one I don't know if we can blame on Blog Talk Radio. This may have to do more with there was a tractor trailer that hit the utility pole near the XXPN studios and power was out for most of the day. Once again, let's see if we can get Zach back on here. Zach, are you on the air?
I am on the air. You said, what kind of headphones you got on? Because yours sound kind of fuzzy. I can't really Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, good. I hear you, but you're not that clear, but I guess I can work with it.
All right, Zach, you talk, and I'm going to try once again to get back in into this show.
Okay, so can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I'm going to try to get a better line.
Okay.
I think it might be me. So keep talking.
Okay, so, yeah. So I'm actually kind of watching the debate as we speak, and I can't really hear what they're saying, but, you know, Sarah Palin, she came out like she's ready and willing to go, and Joe Biden, the question right now is, I'm not sure what the question is, but I guess they're just talking, just kind of telling their different views, but, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I really enjoyed last week with the presidents, or senators, so I'm definitely ready to see what these vice
right.
presidents.
Zach,
huh?
I'm back.
Okay, great. I do hear you.
Zach, I want a refund. If it costs anything to host the show on Blog Talk Radio, I want a refund.
Say it again.
If it costs anything to host the show on Blog Talk Radio, I want a refund.
Yeah, I do too. I definitely want my refund. Because, yeah, this isn't working. We're like, what, 10 minutes into the show, and we haven't got the show started.
Well, Zach, we should start off. Before we get to our major topic, Zach, we have an intern, Kim Kasterik, who she was doing a research for me on Hurricane Kyle,
uh-huh.
which was supposed to strike Maine, of all places. And I guess it veered out to sea or something as it struck Nova Scotia. But she sent me a link to the local paper in Watertown, Maine. I'm sorry, Waterville, Maine. And it truly was an experience, Zach, that I'd want to share with you tonight.
Okay, go ahead.
This is crime at a level you've never looked at, Zach. So this is called Mid-May Invite. I take back everything nice that I said about Blog Talk Radio. And so this kept that off about 35 seconds longer than I wanted it to. Or I told it to. Zach, when you posted your other show, Keeping It Fresh, you ever notice music just pops up and won't go away? Or?
Oh, do I? Yeah, we had one show where, you know, I just thought that it was going to become a musical show. I mean, music was just popping from every and anywhere, all kinds of music. I mean, I definitely saw all types of genres of music that night on my show. Yeah, very crazy.
All right. Well, Zach, I want you to prepare yourself. This is crime. This is Mid-Main Vice. This is from the headlines, and I kid you not, if you Google Waterville Morning Sentinel, so this is some town. Kim did some research. Apparently, there's like 3,000 or 4,000 people in this town. Are you ready for the headlines, Zach?
I am ready. I'm on the edge of my seat.
I mean, we could be like Crockett and Tubbs. You know, it could be Sunny Crockett. You know, Sunny against the U. You know, the girls' way, and you can Tubbs something. But here we go. In a town called Winslow, population 2127. Hell, we probably have more listeners than that town of people. Police stopped a vehicle that had its passenger side headlight out at 1:47 a.m. Friday night on Bay Street. And this was the headline. This was on the front page of the website.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for the rest? Because
go ahead. Yeah.
This was the big crime story of the day. According to the report filed by Officer Haley Fleming, the operator stepped out of the vehicle and punched the headlight. The headlight came on and was functional. No action on the part of the vehicle required.
Okay. So, is this a wreck we're talking about?
No. This is a passenger side headlight defect.
Okay, so continue. So, he punched the headlight?
He punched the headlight, the passenger side headlight on his vehicle, in front of a police officer. The light came on, was functional, and that was it. That's the headline and the whole story.
Well, I mean, you know, you have slow business days.
Well, wait, in Palermo, Maine, a caller reported a truck moose accident on the Norridge Walk Road. I mean, this is, I told you, this is crime at a level that you just don't think about. I mean, you've got assault and battery on a headlight. A drug offense was reported at the Woodlands Nursing Home on the West River Road in Waterville. Maybe one of the residents took too much Geritol. In other headlines, a Payne Street resident in Winslow, this is not like Winslow, Arizona, of the Eagles Take It Easy thing, this is Winslow, Maine. A Payne Street resident reported a large black dog.
Allah. What?
So what we have from the Waterville Morning Sentinel, Kim was right. When I read the headline about the headlight being out, I truly expected gore and more, and I kind of got the sense that so didn't you when I read to you. Once again, this is what I had in block letters. Winslow. Police stopped a vehicle that had a passenger side headlight out at 1:47 a.m. on Bay Street. So that's, I gotta say, that crime show, Miami Vice music.
You got any music?
I've never heard of crime at that level, Zach.
No, now, that's really unique crime. That's very unique crime. Wow. What in the world?
To assault and batter his headlight. I guess it's good that he didn't hit the car battery, or else it would have been assault and battery.
Yeah.
Moose. No, a moose that hit the car and a loose dog. In a drug offense at a nursing home. I mean, what kind of drug offense do you have in a nursing home? You know, like, poor Mr. Al Vasco, 94 years old, he took 2 Geritols and a Viagra, and it's like Geritol or ecstasy. So Zach, I've been saving that crime update for you to share with you and to share with our audience. What are your thoughts on mid-Maine fights?
Yeah. Don't think I'm going to be shaking in my boots too much. Mm-mm. Yeah. I'm not scared at all. I mean, the only thing I'll be shivering from is maybe the cold weather.
I mean, what if it went down in Watertown, Maine? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're a police officer in Watertown. I keep saying Watertown. Waterville, Maine. I guess if that's the only activity you have, you pull somebody over, that the passenger side headlight is out, which I have to admit, I've been pulled over for that myself in Oregon. But there was no violence. I didn't punch the light. I didn't make the paper either.
Well, yeah.
If you are either the officer Haley Fleming or the driver with the headlight out, or you've ever had crime like this, or you know, you run into a loose dog, a loose black dog in your neighborhood, or if you've, I mean, this isn't funny. I shouldn't laugh. I mean, crashing into a moose, a moose motor vehicle accident. You know, I mean, you hit a deer and it totals your car. I can imagine what a moose would do, but
yeah,
I just only in Maine. I think hitting a moose is feasible. Have you ever hit a moose?
I can't say I have. No, not a moose. Don't think I ever came across one.
Only if you hit your boss.
I don't know if I hit my who. Oh, come on. Come on. She's actually out of the country. That's not fair.
Sarah Palin, she's in Canada.
Oh, Sarah Palin's in Canada. Who's Sarah Palin?
I'm asking, is this your boss's world travels like Sarah Palin? She's in
Yeah.
Boy, she's certainly venturing into the bastions of the third world.
Yeah, she had to go over to Italy so that, you know, she can get fat off of that pasta that they have and you know, drink the fine wine and, you know, cruise down the little lakes and streams and all that kind of crap. It doesn't matter. What? Hmm?
Is there a boat that can hold her?
No, I think she's going to be on a raft. You know, one of those big old wide rafts with the big old tough trees put together.
Somebody paint her black and white, and she will have a beach whale thing the first time in Italy.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. Maybe somebody can put her on the other side of the Leaning Tower, and she can actually hold it up.
Zach, a brief update on the O.J. case. O.J.'s attorneys are saying the media and the police are setting him up. Trying to make big bucks off him. He's being targeted by police in cohorts.
Joe, about O.J., he set himself up. Okay. O.J. story, nobody's really care about O.J. anymore. I mean, he's kidnapping. He's just got all these charges. He has guns. Nobody feels sorry for him. Just put him in jail or prison and be done with it. He's getting ridiculous, and he's getting really redundant. Don't you agree?
It's really astonishing, you know. For what O.J. got away with the first time, did you think he'd really try to be law-abiding? Breaking down the door and getting into a scuffle or whatever happened, and if I remember right, a telestation, which is really, I mean, you kind of get the sense. I've stayed at telestation, and you really get the sense that it's really not the greatest hotel on the Strip. Zach, what about Biden and Palin?
What about Biden?
Debating for the vice president. It's a vice presidential debate tonight. I mean, Joe Biden's crusher.
Oh, forgive me, Jill. What was your question again?
The debate between Sarah Palin tonight and Joe Biden, Senator Joe Biden of Delaware. The big debate tonight of the vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, it is tonight. I'm actually watching it. I can't hear it, but I'm watching it, and I don't know what they're talking about because it doesn't have it. Well, maybe I'm on the wrong channel, but I don't really. I'm trying to figure out. Okay. You know, actually, the question is, why are your tax policies not class warfare? That's what they're talking about now. So I don't know what they're saying, but. Whatever they're talking about, Biden, he has the mic now. So, yeah, so I think this is going to be very interesting. But you know what, Jill? I think what would have really been interesting, just as far as, like, just watching it, it would have really been interesting, and I'm pretty sure there's other people out there that agree with me. If Hillary Clinton was the vice president, and then, you know, to see the two ladies right now kind of going at it, I think that would be really fun to watch. Now, you know, Hillary Clinton, she has a lot to say, and then Sarah, you know, she has a lot to say, and then, you know, just to see both of them go at it, you know, kind of like a sophisticated cat fight, it'd be very fun, I think. I'm sorry. Maybe that's my twisted mind, but I think that would have been really fun to see. I'm sorry. Well, what do you think?
I think Hillary would chew her up.
I know. That's what I want to see. I would have loved the scene there. Hillary would have got her so good. Oh, man. That would have been history just in itself. Just those two, right, those two women and supposedly vice president. That would have been good. That would have been really good. But anyway.
What kind of question could you ask Sarah Palin? You know, Sarah, spell USA.
What kind of question could I ask Sarah?
We'll have Senator Biden go first. Senator Biden, spell USA. USA. Okay, Governor Palin, spell USA. And that's when she would ask for her lifeline, or whatever it's called on Who Wants to Be a Billionaire, or whatever that show was from the 90s.
Yeah.
Sarah, can you name one country that borders your state? I want to build a fence. Okay, Sarah.
That's a good one.
Well, keep us up to date on the debate. What would you do? Get into our topic, and I know you're still in shock from mid-May invite, and you were unprepared. And thank you to Kim Kacarek for the research on that. What would you do for money, Zach? Would you wear a dress to work?
Well, would I wear a dress for money? How much money are we talking?
$1 million.
$1 million. Okay, how long do I have to wear the dress, and where do I have to wear the dress?
You have to wear it to work for a week.
Wear it to work for a week. For $1 million for one little week, yeah, I think I can wear a dress to work and, you know, just laugh it off, because at the end of that week, I'm a millionaire. Yeah, I think I would wear a dress to work. I wouldn't care what nobody has to say, because I would know what the end result would be at the end of that week. $1 million. That's for wearing a dress? Please. Yeah.
I would wear a dress to work for a whole week for a lot less.
Oh, really, Jill? Yeah. Wow, now, for you, that would be something, because aren't you usually in jeans? Yeah, wow, a dress for you? Wow, that's really pushing it.
Well, you know, as an ex-flight attendant, I spent a lot of time in a really awful dress. But yeah, for a whole lot less than a million, I certainly... So would you do something heinous and say, could you be a hitman and have someone and kill someone for $1 million?
Oh man. Okay, Jill. Now you get into the dirty. Can I be a hitman?
Or don't listen to the show.
Hmm.
I'm just telling. Audience members, if there's any police officers listening to the show, turn it off.
Yeah. Could I be a hitman from...
I don't want an on-air confession on XXB.
Exactly. No, I don't think I could do that for money. Because...
If you're going to say yes, let me turn the headphones down first. Like,
no! No, seriously, I don't think I could do that for money, because, you know, that's like blood money or something. You know, I can't kill nobody for no money, because I can't even live with myself. I couldn't, you know. You know, obviously the real hitmans, they can, you know, they just don't think about it anymore. But no, my heart wouldn't allow me to kill for money. How about you, Jill? Because I'm pretty, you're used to. Yeah.
It would not be money. know, if I could I see myself doing it for other reasons? Absolutely. You know, I mean, if someone was a child molester and you know came near my child, I could see myself killing that. Or,
oh yeah.
You know, I mean, there was that story in California, I think, where the there was a road rage situation where the man grabbed his woman's dog out of the car and threw him into traffic. And you know, if someone grabbed my dog and threw my dog into traffic, that would probably be the end of their life.
Yeah.
But for money, no. There's no amount of money that can make that.
Mm-hmm. How about something disgusting, Jill? Would you like eat snakes or bugs or spiders for $1 million? You know. Forget a million. You know. A million's too original. How about for something like let's say 100,000? Would you eat bugs and snakes? Now, to some people, that would be delicious. That would be an everyday meal.
How are they prepared? I mean, are they still alive?
Yes, yes. Let's keep them alive. Yes, they're still alive. You have to eat them.
How would I eat a snake that's alive?
Okay.
Okay. A really docile snake or a really little snake?
Well, see, well, that's just it. Okay, it's still alive, but you got to kill it, and you have to eat it. So you got to kill it, and then you got to eat it for your money. Now, the bugs, you know, that's not too bad. You know, you just... That is kind of, as you squash them, you have to eat all that goo that just came out. Ugh. But now the snake.
How many bugs are we talking about here? Like bugs or bugs?
Bugs. Like a whole bowl of bugs. Like roaches. You know, the kind that fly. The kind of that want to sit on your wall and look at you. A whole bowl of roaches. And not only what cockroaches, the kind that buzz. You got to eat every...
How sick would I be after?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how sick you'll be, but I know how much more richer you'll be.
I know at my last job that you know, for zero money, I opened up a salad once and bugs flew out, and I wouldn't get out. I had to go fight with the mailroom lady.
$2.
It wasn't until she opened more bugs flew out, and of course the supervisor questioned, you know, whether there was malicious intent, whether I might put the bugs there for $2. And, boss, where would I get these bugs? Because I've been inside all day. But yes, I carried a handful of bugs in my pocket, so I could eat one bite of a salad and get my money back. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Would I eat bugs? I wouldn't rule it out. I really could use $100,000. 646-200-3136. That is the number to call in. Up the hill with Beck and Jill on XXDN. We're talking about all kinds of disgusting things. Sarah Palin eating bugs.
Oh yeah. Update. I just heard that Joe Biden. He is doing very good. Somebody just actually said that he's doing better than Obama did last week. They said he's doing very good with the questions. Once again, I can't really hear it because, you know, I kind of got on mute, but I'm just kind of reading what the questions are that's being asked to them. But I do have my sources that are telling me how it's going, and they are saying that Joe Biden's doing very good. So that's very good to hear, if you're a Democrat, that is.
If you're a Democrat or if you're a Republican, either way, call us and tell us about the debate. We're not this high-tech studio, so we don't have, 14 producers to watch for us. But we'd love to have you call in 646-200-3136. You can still come into the XXDN chat at XXDN.net. I don't see anything on the major news sites yet about how it's going, but...
Yeah. So, Jill, a good question would be, for the right amount of money, would you fix the votes to make sure your president will win? I mean, not saying that anybody has ever done that in history. I'm just, this is just, You know, this is just me talking. But, you know, for the right amount of money.
I'm sure Bush and Cheney have never considered that.
No, Jill, stop it. No, how dare you let it slip off of your mouth? How could you? No.
Should I sing Hail to the Chief? I'm sorry, President Bush. That was very thoughtless of me. I just plumb forgot my name.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
This has come in through the XXB in chat. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin blamed a failure of regulatory oversight for financial crisis gripping Wall Street. Really? It was your boy Bush that started the lack of oversight. But that's one of the key cornerstones, Sarah, of your party. The Republican Party. But bless your heart, I mean, that is accurate.
Wow.
I mean, I don't really have enough money to be impacted by you know, the Wall Street crisis or even, you know, banking crisis here. But I mean, two of our local banks, well, I don't know if they're local, but two of the major banks here in Raleigh-Durham. One another this week, Wachovia and Wachovia.
Yes. Yes, my bank, Wachovia. I couldn't believe that.
Now, granted, if they fold, they'll get about 29. I think I'll owe the government money. They'll probably deduct it from my taxes. But
I mean, it's like nothing's safe anymore. It's like everywhere you turn, the walls are closing in quickly. I mean, Jill. I mean, of course, you know, I know that the economy is in bad shape. But kind of yesterday, I just got a slight reminder, you know, because. I mean, this is kind of crazy, but still, it kind of reminded me of, wow, we're really in bad times. You know, so Wendy's, they used to have, like, what you used to is the key word. They used to have 99-cent chicken nuggets. You know, you got five-piece McNugget for 99 cents. So yesterday, you know, I went and I got nuggets. I got some nuggets from Wendy's, and whenever she rung it up, it was 119. So I said, 119. So whenever I got to the window, I was like, ma'am, I said, I think there is an error. I said, I can't talk. The nuggets should be 99 cents. She was like, no, actually, they're $1.19 now because we got to keep up with the economy. I'm like, oh my gosh, you can't even get nothing for 99 cents anymore, not even nuggets. So, you know, it just kind of hit me.
$1.19.
Yes, $1.19. Yes, $1.19 is a lot. You know, I want my 99-cent nuggets. I was like, wow, nothing is 99 cents anymore.
Now, let me ask you a question, Zach, or two. One, for $1 million, would you rob that Wendy?
Well, can I use my millions to bail myself out because I get caught?
You can do anything you want with your million, but you have to pull a weapon on that clerk and put her through that and rob her.
Yes. I think I need to do that for $1 million.
Yeah, I could.
Go ahead.
I'll give her like, you know, 20,000 to forgive me, and we'll follow you.
Yeah, just go ahead and slander my name. But you know what, Jill, another thing too, you know, whenever you think of like the big people who do stuff for money, I mean, like, think about lawyers. Oh boy, they lie for the right. I mean, they will lie for you for the right amount of money. You know, they'll get you off even if you did it. They'll go in there and they'll lie because the money's good. I mean, lawyers.
Oh, yeah. And if I'm the prosecutor, it doesn't matter if you were in Canada with your boss, you know, at the time. I'm going to hang it on you, and I'm going to say, you know, you were the lowest piece of scum, and I've got all these witnesses that saw you, even if I know you didn't, just so I can get the victory.
Yeah.
And if I'm your attorney, you are a saint. You know, I mean, you could be driving down the L.A. freeway with a gun to your head in a friend's van, with a mask and a passport and a lot of cash, and if it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Exactly. I mean, But those lawyers, they're paid though. You got to give it to them. Also the paparazzi. Oh boy, they'll do anything for money. They'll take a picture of you eating ice cream sundae, and however they'll post it like you was eating mud or something. I mean just the things they do with those cameras just to get, you know, just to sell those magazines, sell those papers. They're pathetic.
Or they'll put our producer Kim Kasarik's head on your body, you know. Kim Kasarik has had a sex and race change.
That's a better thing.
And, you know, at least an attorney. I mean, you have to have attorneys. You know, I mean, do I always agree with attorneys? No, but you know, I mean. I guess if it's me in jail, I also want the attorney that's going to get my ass out of jail and get me off.
Right.
You know, and if there's some, you know, criminal thugs, you know, maybe like the guy that punched his headlight in Watertown, Maine, you know, I mean, you want a prosecutor that, you know, is going to say he punched both headlights.
Yeah.
Waterville.
Waterville.
So would you be an attorney for millions a year?
Would I be an attorney?
Yeah.
You know what, to be honest with you, I think I would be a good attorney though. I mean, you know, if I really knew law, I think I would make a good one. Because, you know, I'm good at getting people out of tight spots.
I think they go to school for that.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I think you go to school and you learn a lot about the law.
Yeah. I think that would be interesting, you know. Different situations, different cases. I think it would be fun. I think it's a headache, but I think it would be, well, I don't know if fun is the right word, but it'll be a challenging job, put it that way, you know, because you want to win. You know, you got to prove your case. You got to prove your, you know, you got to make your defendant look good. All that kind of, yeah, it'll be very challenging. So it'll be something.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being an attorney either. You know, not that, you know, working in the call center or taking pieces of clothing out of plastic bags and putting them on hangers telling some person that's trying to get, you know, a pair of pants on that are four sizes too small and blowing up the zipper and saying that poor quality, you know, telling them, oh, no, it's not poor quality. Or, yes, of course, it's poor quality, you know, it's not you, you fat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those were my career dreams, but, you know, I mean, for $1 million a year, I'd say that.
Mm, sure.
Well, would you be a stripper?
Oh, no, he does. See, no, stop. Will you stop? Because, see, I was going to ask you something like that. Would I be a stripper? Okay, I'll answer yours first. What have you stripper for? How much money?
$1 million a year.
$1 million. Wow. Now, if I say yes, that goes against all of my standards and morals and stuff. And I don't want to go against that. But we're talking about $1 million.
You can get a priest and a counselor for $1 million and still have a lot of money left. To help with your morals.
Well, I can wear a mask. maybe. Can I say maybe?
Only if we can come back. 646-200-3136. 646-200-3136. 19 minutes remaining on XXPN. Up the hill, Zach and Jill. You can spot out of XXPN. You can also go to XXPNradio.com. That's the blog. And you want to advertise on XXPN, get in touch with Gracie Passett on the XXPNradio.com blog, and you can advertise on the global resources of XXPN. So what
now
is your question for
you? Well, for you, my question for you is, now this is a good one, for $1 million, would you star in a porn?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you broke up. Say that again.
I'm sorry. I said, so for $1 million, would you star in a porn?
Zach, I will star in a porn for $10,000. Well, I mean,
that's my girl.
Zach, I was a stripper, you know. I mean, it's not that big a jump, you know. I don't know that anybody would pay me that kind of money to star in porn because, you know, I'm 42 and I'm old and tagged out. But,
oh.
But in the day.
Back in the day, okay.
Back in the day. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, there would be exclusions, you know. I mean, there are some types of porn that even for $1 million, I would not have anything to do with.
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm not doing anything illegal.
Right.
I'm not doing anything with minors, you know, not for $1 billion. You know, there's
no
amount of money to that. You know,
no.
I'm not doing anything with animals. You know. But if we're talking about consenting human beings, yeah, for $10,000, yeah, I will do a lot for $10,000 on film.
Jill, you a freak.
It's $10,000, Zach. I mean, it's just a body, you know.
Well, yeah, it is $10,000, and especially these days, that will really help out. So, yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
Would you do porn for $10,000?
So what?
Would you do porn trafficking for $10,000?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Well, so since you would do porn for $10,000, would you also be a prostitute for the same amount of money?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Somebody's got $10,000 to me, as long as you're an adult and you're a human being, either sex, I'm there. Doesn't matter.
But there you go, people. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Mm-mm-mm. Well, I mean, you know, because, you know, whenever you really think about topics like this, I mean, there is so much that people would do for money. Now, see, now, you know, we're naming, you know, these high digits, but I know people who will do stuff about like that for $1,000, you know, because...
I'd probably do it for $1,000 for now.
You're going to do $1,000. Oh, really? $1,000.
And if you're a police officer listening to the show, no, I am not agreeing to do anything for $1,000.
No, she's just joking. No, she's just joking. But, you know, now, Jill, now, for a...
It's just
hypothetical,
I don't know. Of course.
Right. This is all hypothetical. So, speaking of hypothetics, would you be a policeman for like $10,000, you know that means you have to harass people, ruin people's lives by giving them tickets and locking them up and then making them pay these extra bills or whatever. I mean, would you ruin people's lives and be a police officer for $10,000?
$10,000 a year?
Yeah. To ruin people's lives, make their lives hectic, more hectic.
$10,000 a year, I can work at Circle K. Part two. And not ruin anybody's life.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, would I be a police officer? Yeah, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, I was a supervisor for TSA, and you know, I tried to do what TSA airport security doesn't usually do, and be fair and be reasonable. And I'd like to think as a police officer, I would be fair and reasonable. You know, that it's black or white, you know, either A or B. You know, you either were speeding or you weren't. And if you were speeding, well, you know, if I gave tickets for 65 and a 55, then everybody gets a ticket for 65 and 55. You know, I mean, personally, I'll give you an example. There is really bad car accidents. I was on my way to an appointment 2 days ago. I passed a state trooper who's, you know, radaring you know, and it wasn't a tenth of a mile after there was a really bad car accident, and I didn't have my cell phone with me, or I would have called 911. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, this frigging cop, instead of, you know, nailing people for speeding, why don't you patrol? You know, and granted, I'm sure the police officer, well, one, the police officer said they were doing their job, and I'm sure not all cops are bad. You know, I can think of at least one cop off the top of my head named Lou May, who was like one of my all-time favorite bosses. And she was a great boss, and I'm sure she was a really great cop.
Right. Okay.
But with that being, you know, I'm sure the police officer would say, well, maybe the people were cheating, and that's what caused it, but I mean, there are people who drive too slow that cause accidents, too. Why don't they
yeah.
pull over? I mean, that's a topic for a whole other show. That is, like, my pet peeve. Slow drivers who won't make right turns on red and who are too afraid to be driving. If you're that freaking afraid, get off the road.
Exactly. I mean, I know somebody who drives slow. Or how about those people who... they drive, oh, well, no, how about those people, oh, man, how about those people who, like, they'll turn in front of you, and then they'll just start driving slow. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, we'll have to do a show on traffic. You know, speaking
yeah.
of that, I forgot, I do have a quick story to share with you with the audience. So I'm going with the Harris today, and there's a pickup truck, a dog, sitting with the tailgate down. And there's this dog, this Australian Shepherd, I think, sitting in the back. And I started to talk to him, and he didn't move. So then I thought to myself, okay, this dog is one of those statues, like in the, you know what I mean? Those statues in the mall that look like real dogs or like life size.
Yeah.
You ever seen those? Cigar
yeah.
And so I'm looking really close, and I'm like, wow, that is a realistic statue. I mean, it didn't blink, it didn't move, and it wasn't until I got really close. I was kind of looking, and I was starting to think, I better not sit too close, because someone looks like I'm stealing a statue, but the dog went, mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, that isn't a statue. That's a real dog. It was dark, you know? I mean, that dog didn't move. That dog psyched me out until I was right there, you know, and all of a sudden I saw the teeth. I was like, ooh, that is a smart dog playing statue.
Kind of cool.
So do you have an update on the election, the debate?
Let me see what I have for you. Let's see. Tell me one more thing you would do for Manny, and I have an update. That'll give me time to get my update right. Go ahead.
With the headlines, and Biden and Palin agree on same-sex marriage. They both oppose same-sex marriage. I don't know why one would oppose that. I mean, who cares if someone is of the same sex? You know, well, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't want to marry Sarah Palin. Something else I would do for money, I'd be a car salesman. You know, be a car sales page for $10,000. And Joe Brenneman, this is Up the Hill with Back and Jill. Back and Jill is an exclusive product of XXBN. Back is conversating with the producer.
I am.
Give you a brief update on upcoming shows while Back gets the latest info on the debate between Sarah Palin, governor of Alaska, and Delaware Senator Biden. Keeping it real hot and fresh on Monday nights at 9. What is gay? One powerful word with so many meanings, it's become an emotional weapon in today's society. In some cases, it can lead to the cause of death. That is 9 p.m. Eastern Monday. Tuesday, 9:30, join Ren and I, the Exceptional Sports Center for Football Fantasy, two times top football. What happens when babes talk about ball? And Callie Sims on the next Colt Breaky Radio. And don't forget, we've got 2 hours of coverage on election night on XXBN. Zach, are you going to be with us on election night?
Dude, I am going to try to be with y'all on the election because I have to rock my vote. I have to get people out there to rock their vote, get out there and vote, and just do your thing. So I do have a somewhat of an update. Like I said, I'm mainly watching and kind of tuning in with one ear and listening to deal with the next. Right now the question is, should U.S. engage diplomatically with enemies? It looks like Biden and Sarah, they both agree about, you know, the war. Well, like, they have the same concept with the war. But, however, Sarah was saying that Obama and Biden, they want to attack on Pakistan. But, let's see. Am I getting this right? No, that's not right.
Oh, my God. I see a picture of her in the prom. What an ugly prom picture. All right, Zach is still working with the producer. The latest poll, this is from CNN, shows that Mr. Obama has a 9 percentage point lead over Mr. McCain. I'm sorry, that's a CBS News poll. Biden surprised McCain, doesn't know how the Iranian president, he does not know that the Iranian president does not control the Iranian security threat.
Right.
I don't know how to pronounce the Iranian president's last name.
But yeah, I think it's Obama and Biden. They want to attack Pakistan, as Palin and McCain wants to attack Iran. So that's where they disagree. They agree, you know, to keep the war going, but they just disagree with what location to attack first. Something to that notion,
no, I mean,
but
it's gone so well. You know, the war in Iraq went so well, and I can certainly see why one would want to attack other countries.
Exactly.
I mean, if you think about it, this has certainly been a memorable presidency. I mean,
yes. Yeah, you know, that's what I was saying earlier to somebody. I was like, you know, it must feel so good, you know, to be a president for 8 years and then to go down in history, number one, with a bullet. It must be so nice.
Listen from the XXDN chat at XXDN.net. Palin accused Obama of voting for a bill that gave big tax breaks for big oil companies.
Oh, wow.
In Alaska, Sarah Palin states, in Alaska, I had to take on those oil companies. Palin said, I had to break up a monopoly and say the people had to come first. Okay. Oh. What context that was in? This from a woman who was with her minister asking people to pray for a pipeline, a $30 billion pipeline, so the chemical companies and people can come together. You know, if you think back, if you think of the Bush presidency, we don't have enough time. There's only 5 minutes left. You know, we don't have enough time to go into this conspiracy. But assuming that, you know, the 9/11 tragedy was committed by the terrorists, Bush screwed that up and attacked. He attacked the right country, then the wrong country. You know, and attacking Afghanistan, where Osama was, made sense, at least to me. You know, I don't have any problem with using the military to go get Osama. But then we attacked Iraq, which was the wrong country. There was no weapons of mass destruction. The economy has collapsed. You know, I mean, banks are failing everywhere. Unemployment is at its highest rate since 1981. When Katrina hit New Orleans, FEMA didn't know that it happened.
Right.
And it's gone really well.
Really well.
You know, I remember in 2000, people said they wanted a president who shared their values.
Yeah.
Well, if he still shares the values of the people, I need to move to Canada. He doesn't share my values.
And that makes two of us.
You know, I mean, we may make a porn movie. for $10,000, right? Should I tell I'm not going to invade the wrong country and get people killed? And I certainly am not going to send other people to do it.
No.
Now for $1 million back, would you order the invasion of a foreign country that didn't, you know, on false statements of weapons of mass destruction and
no.
Would you meet with foreign leaders of countries that don't agree with
it? What do I now?
Ahmadinejad, I guess that's how you pronounce it, or Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, Evo Morales of Bolivia. Would you meet with the leaders of countries that don't agree with it?
To set up an agreement? Yeah. I mean, you know what, you mean to make peace?
You know, there's all the talk from Palin, you know, and about how, you know, whether she would meet only with people, but she wouldn't meet with them.
Oh, please.
She wouldn't.
Well, you know she's all talk.
She wouldn't meet with leaders of countries hostile to us. I mean, how do you make peace with people if you don't meet with them? You know, I agree with our caller from a couple weeks ago, Derek, who said, you know, if you only meet with your friends, I mean, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Zach, if only you and I talk, you know, I mean, that's great, but if I'm
right.
The president, I need to talk to somebody other than you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I'm Bush and I only get people who agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even want that. I'd want people to disagree with me.
Right.
You know, so if I'm getting ready to do something, you know, like that's going to wreck the country. You know, I would want my henchmen to tell me that. But, you know, Jill, maybe we shouldn't attack, you know, Thailand because Korea is the mean thing to it. 90 seconds left on XXVN. Any final thoughts on any of our topics tonight, Zach? Debate?
No, not on our topics because, you know, people are going to do what they want to anyway for me. But all that I will say is, people, please register to vote. Please register to vote. I mean, I know, you know, some people might not think it's important, but it is important. Register to vote. I mean, there's so many ways you can register online. You know, go to your nearest place to register. Just register, because we have to rock our vote in November to make a difference. I mean, if you don't believe me, just look outside at the gas prices. Go in the store. Look at the prices. Go to Wendy's. I mean, nuggets are not 99-cent anymore, people. This is a big problem. You know, we got to fight for our 99-cent nuggets. So vote, okay?
Fight for your right to nuggets. On behalf of my colleague Zach, I'm Jill Brennerman, saying so long from the XXPN studio. That's the Hill with Zach and Jill, an exclusive production of XXPN with Ron Durham, XXPNRadio.com.